Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. Let's begin the report today talking about the direct hogs. Midwest direct hog prices are called mostly steady today with some mixed undertones. Terminals are called mostly steady as well, to 50 cents per hundredweight lower. Tops from 31.50 to 34.50. Peoria is called steady to weak today, with a top price of 31.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, December 4th, negotiated swine purchases were 20,001. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $41 to $55. The weighted average was $51.57, a gain of $1.57 from Monday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $30.80 to $42.50, and the weighted average was $39.35. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 12,887. The base price range, $44 to $55.35, and the weighted average was $51.75, a loss of 38 cents from Monday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $35.16 to $42.97, and the weighted average was $39.69. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser, and the first snow of the season, Ed.
Yeah, first snow of the season, not a big one here at Champaign-Urbana. We had 0.4 inch at WILL. But that's the first measurable snow nonetheless. We're still waiting for our first inch here. As close by as parts of northern Vermilion County around Rankin, 3 inches of snow fell. And in the Chicago area, 3 to 7 inches across northern Indiana into central Indiana, much the same. Around the Indianapolis area, we had several reports this morning of around 3 and 4 inch amounts, and in northern Indiana, 4 to 6 and 7 inch amounts reported, and some of that still pushing into Ohio. So there may be a few travel problems, but nothing major over the next few hours in northeastern Illinois and across northern and eastern Indiana and Ohio. And this system will be moving out, but more nuisance weather systems will be moving in over the next week, and travel is going to be iffy at times. And we'll just have to watch closely all the nuances of some weather disturbances that will be riding along a frontal boundary that will be oriented just to our south. So much of the Midwest Corn Belt could be in for occasional mixed precipitation. There could be some significant icing in spots even as we get later into the weekend and early next week. And we're not exactly sure where an ice storm would develop at this point, because it just depends on where, how far south cold air settles. So some models indicate that there could be ice forming late in the weekend and early next week on the Missouri-Iowa border into northern parts of the two states. Other models indicate it's going to be farther south, maybe across northern and central Missouri into central Illinois and Indiana. So that's something we just don't have the details on. I'll just say that there will be times where there could be local transportation problems. Our next weather system actually is going to move into the western Midwest tomorrow and then push eastward across the rest of the Midwest tomorrow night into Friday morning. And with it, there will be some snow in many areas, but on the southern fringe, some mixed precipitation. That southern fringe will be somewhere from near Kansas City to Quincy to central Illinois and central into northern Indiana. So in this area, we could start out with some snow tomorrow night, changing or mixing with sleet and freezing rain, so not much accumulation. Across northern Illinois and Indiana, another 1 to 2, maybe 3 inches of snow. There could be a little more out to the west into portions of Iowa and Nebraska with this system before it weakens as it pushes eastward. So that's the next problem. And then over the weekend, the question mark remains on where ice may set up. But I think there will be an area that could get some ice. The northwestern Midwest could get some more snow. Turning to the southern hemisphere, of course, we really want to focus on that. And Just to make things simple, I'll just say over the last couple of days, there were some isolated thunderstorms in Argentina that provided some at least temporary relief, but that's now over. And in the general scheme of things, it's dry in Argentina, and it's going to stay dry for the next week to 10 days. We don't see any significant precipitation moving in there. So for producers in Argentina, that's a big concern. And for those that are marketing the crops, that's something to look at. Also, far southern Brazil, the state of Rio Grande do Sul, is going to turn dry for a while. And that's a decent-sized corn and bean-producing state. And Argentina and southern Brazil often stay dry during La Nina years, and we have a La Nina in the Pacific Ocean. So those are areas that could end up with persistent problems. Northeastern Brazil, Bahia, northeastern Goiás, and northern Minas Gerais are turning drier again after only a couple weeks of rain. So that may be a concern area. It looks like the best crop conditions, the best chance of rain over the coming week will be in the central Brazilian bean belt, including Mato Grosso do Sul, Sao Paulo, Paraná, and at least northern Santa Catarina. So we'll be watching it closely, but it looks like dryness is going to be an issue for at least parts of the South American production areas for a while. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson and Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 9.11 3/4, down 1 1/4. Last trade down 4 3/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8.76 unchanged. Last trade down 6. July, 7.74 1/2 unchanged. Last trade up 1/2. December corn opened at 3.93 3/4, down 1/4, last trade up 1/2. March, 4.10 1/4, down 1, last trade up 1. July, 4.28 1/4, down 2, last trade up 3/4. December, 4.36 3/4, down 3/4, last trade up 1/4. January beans open at 10.90 1/4, down 1 1/4, last trade up 5 3/4. July, 11.21 1/2, down 3/4, last trade up 4 3/4. November, 10.32, down 1 1/4, last trade up 3 3/4. December soybean meal opened at 294.60, down 90, last trade up 20. December soybean oil opened at 45.39, down 11, last trade down 25. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Dave.
Yesterday we had new contract highs in your harvest 2008 corn futures contract, which begs the question for me, Tom, is before we get to planning, are we going to see $11 soybeans, harvest beans, and $5 harvest corn?
I think it's entirely possible, Dave. It doesn't seem like there's any limits on it right now. And, I mean, just to make it simple, it seems like corn is too low versus soybeans, and beans just don't want to go down. So what we're going to have is a spiraling higher market. And how long is that going to last? It's going to last until the funds hiccup, and then that's when it's all over. And when is that? That's anybody's guess. And like you said yesterday, we set a new DSO8 high in corn at 4.38 3/4. Actually, if you looked at the supports and resistances right now in the nearby stuff, March corn supports of 4.04 and resistance at 4.20, and then after 4.20, it's about 4.35. So, you know, the way this market moves today, $5 is no hill for a climber, matter of weeks. If you know, we really had some positive news hit it. Right now, we're trading a little bit sideways to higher.
So what should producers be doing? Should we be hedging this crop already?
Well, I think, you know, we're in the risk management business here, and essentially you need to sit down and have your costs in place, know what's profitable, and probably in this market place you need to be doing a scale-up selling program of some type, or, you know, at some level buying puts. And right now is not the time to buy puts. I think this market's got some upside potential. And obviously, this is depending upon how much grain you have sold or don't have sold, et cetera. So, I mean, you know, you're going to have to make that determination. And right now, beans don't seem to be running out of gas either. The demand for meal in China is very high. Actually, 45% of all of our shipments are going to China right now. And the reason that is the people are moving out of the country, moving into the cities. They got more disposable income. They're eating more meat. So, you know, as long as beans continue to be strong versus crush in the foreign markets, corn's going to remain strong also.
All right, then. Let's get the calls today.
Call corn up 1 to 2 today, beans 5 to 7, and wheat flat.
Thank you very much, Tom. Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois, someone from that organization, joins us every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call at 217-333-0853. Tell us how we're doing. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.